The abstracted combat mode is easy and surprisingly fun. You have three on-field unit types: infantry, cavalry, and cannons. A leader commands from the sidelines and is important for morale, attacks, and the like.
Your goal is to either wipe out the enemy or capture his or her flag. Play across the simple battlefield is short but very sweet. You maneuver your units around the small battlefield in turns, hoping to gain the initiative against the enemy. Each unit type has its strengths and weaknesses.
The artillery can only be located in your rear rank. While it can fire the distance of the board, it's much more effective at close range. Cavalry can move farther in a turn and get a charging bonus, but can be weakened if exposed. Infantry's main strength is that it's plentiful and is good for defending artillery and the flag and pinning the enemy's units in place.
I really enjoyed the combat mode, to the point where going right to the combat demo was almost more fun than playing the main game.
If you're not into playing even these short combat sequences, you can always choose to have them automatically conducted by the computer, another example of the flexibility the designers built into the game.